Hello, friends and neighbors. Well, this is going to be interesting. I had to do a lot of work this morning, cleaning and sorting and putting away groceries when they finally came, and unplugging a plugged toilet. And now I'm all hot and sweaty, so I have to wash my hair. But the problem is that someone is currently working on my neighbor's bathroom, and hence the water in there is turned off. So I'm going to have to try and wash my hair at the kitchen sink. Let's see if we can actually do this. I realize the spoon is going to be rather silly, so I hope you'll forgive me. Oh, and I should take the spoon out of the kitchen sink. That would be a good idea. I'll use it to stir my coffee this morning. Don't want a coffee spoon getting tangled in my hair. And no, I am not measuring out my life in coffee spoons. Thank you, T.S. Eliot. Right. So let's see if I can do this now. Make sure the sink is clean, first of all, which it appears to be. And that would be a good thing since I actually did clean it last night. And can I get all of my hair under this puny little tap? That is the question. The answer is kind of. Oh, bloody Nora. The things we women have to go through to look beautiful. Oy. Seriously, my hair looks like a dog's breakfast right now, so I need to do something with it, God knows. Even though I just washed it yesterday, I'm wishing I had one of those nice chairs now where I could just tilt my head back and stick it in the sink like in a salon. Right. Welcome to Chez Gwen Tlien, the newest style and hair salon. This is ridiculous. Oh well. Honestly, I could not leave it the way it was. Even though I'm not really planning on doing anything today. I might have a couple friends over for supper, I don't know. I got some really nice Italian salad blend this morning in my grocery order, and I've got some chicken to go in it, and some nice garlic-flavored croutons, and Caesar dressing with Asiago cheese in it, which, ah, crap on a stick! Excuse me. I just got shampoo in my eyes, ah. Oh, ouch. Oh, that was not pleasant. Because you see, I'm tilting my head down to make sure I don't get water all over the counter, and well, that's what happened. Oh. Sigh. Oh, good lord, I'm probably making a hell of a mess here. Oh, well, this is what paper towels were invented for. And now, le conditionneur, as soon as I can figure out where I put this stupid thing. There it is. Come on, you muttonhead, give it the bloomin' bottle. Thank you. It's really thick conditioner. It's good, but it's thick. I suppose that's the way we want it, though, isn't it? Now, normally, I would leave this, if I were in the bath, I'd leave this to soak in a bit, but I don't really have the liberty of doing that right now. So, just too bad. I can tell you folks right now that feels a hell of a lot better. Oh, yeah. I wish I hadn't had to do it this way, but needs must when the hot water is off in the bathroom. Actually, it's the cold water that's off. Necessity is the mother of hair salons. Or something. Right. Oh, yeah, that's much better. Phew. To know that. Sorry, I've got this clock that's actually on a keychain, and my keys are in my pocket because I just got back from taking out the recycling. So this clock has a tendency to go off when I'm least expecting it. Okay. Right, now it's time to see how much of a mess I made and how much paper towel I'm going to need. And the answer is, oh yes. We have lots of water. Oh well, at least that's all it is. And as I say, this is why paper towels were invented as far as I'm concerned. Oh dear. Yes, we have quite a substantial amount of. Oops. I almost knocked over my coffee cup. Good heavens. Okay, well, it all appears to be being on the one side, which is good. And that can go back in the sink, and that can go in the garbage. And now, after I finish this, I have to see how naughty, literally, my hair is going to be, since I didn't let that conditioner stay on as long as I usually do. Oh, well. Whoops. And the answer is, actually, it's not that bad. No, surprisingly. I mean, it's a little naughty, but it's been worse. God knows. Much better, I must say. It was so hot. Whew. Okay, you guys don't need to hear any more of this, so I think I shall end this for now and speak to you all soon.